When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another Artist of the Month episode on J Top 10. Today I have a very special guest hosting with me. It's Eric.
Hello.
Yeah. And our Artist of the Month for October is Andra. Japan Top 10. So before we start on this episode, we would like to let our listeners know that this is our first listener appreciation episode for October 2020. And if you're enjoying the benefits of this episode, it includes all the extra songs, no interruptions from any ads, or apart from the music and commentary, please consider joining us as a premium platinum patron donor at jtop10.jp/club to enjoy all these perks. And if any of you guys have song requests for episodes released this month, please head on over to our website at jtop10.jp to let us know. So, formed in 2008, Androp is a four-person rock band that made their indie debut in 2009. The band's unique name is a combination of the words and, A-N-D, and drop, like teardrop. And as explained by the lead singer Takahito Uchizawa, the word and comes from the wish that listeners would always hold their music close to their hearts, and drop comes from the idea that teardrops can be shed whenever a person is happy, sad, or angry, basically whatever emotions are felt. And that's how Androp, the word, and the band was born. Fun fact, between 2009 and 2014, Androp released 6 albums named Anew, Note, Door, Relight, 1 and 0, and Period. Each first letter from the album title spells out Androp. And along the way, the band signed to a major label, Warner Music Japan, in 2011. So, what do you have for us today, Eric?
Well, at number 12 from 2013, we have the song Voice.
Number 12.
ねえ、聞こえるよ。
So Voice is Androp's third single released in 2013 and created by lead singer Takehito Uchizawa with the image of a battle cry carrying a message of hope. When producing this song, Uchizawa said, "There are painful and sad things in my daily life, and there are still people who are struggling. People who are working hard in life inspire me. I made it with that in mind so that I could feel the light of hope." The music video's director, Masashi Kawamura, wanted to create a video where the listener could feel the power of the fans supporting, lifting, and walking with the members of Androp. The crowd seen in the music video were actual Androp fans who applied to be extras on set. Now, we were talking earlier about, before we started recording, about how this band, their music videos are very, very important to the band's image.
Yes, they are very, very, very important, as I will illustrate in this episode, because I'm really excited for Androp. Androp is an incredible band, but apart from their really good music, they are so well known for their intensely creative music videos.
Yeah, they really don't do any half measures. Every video I've seen is like a full story or even like a small part of a greater narrative.
They are, and a lot of the time, they've worked with so many music directors for any music video that if you so happen to be curious about the band's music, any music video that you pick, they always work with a different music director, and sometimes they actually do leave like liner notes from the music director or from the band themselves to inform the listener of how the concept of the music video was created or what does it signify in terms of the video and the song lyrics.
They gained widespread recognition after their performance of Voice on the popular program Music Station, and even more recognition as Voice was used as the theme song for the Nippon TV drama Woman, which marked the band's first time writing a theme song for a drama series. Woman is the story of Koharu, played by Hikari Mitsushima, who loses her husband in an accident, and she's forced to raise her two children alone while attempting to reconcile with her estranged mother who abandoned her as a child.
Well, that was quite a deep narrative.
a little bit.
Moving on to number 11 is their next single, Missing, released in 2013.
Number 11. 過ぎたよ。ずっとずっと時の針は進む歩き出したいけど季節は僕も置いてゆくずっと
Dancing is Androp's fourth single, released 3 months after Voice, and was used as the theme song for the movie Roommate, based on the novel of the same name by Aya Imamura. This heartbreaking ballad was completed earlier but was not released. It holds a personal place in Uchisawa's heart, as it was written following the sudden death of his voice trainer at the time. The concept of the touching song, as explained by Androp, was, "When I was alive and I was about to encounter a sad event, there was a very big darkness in my heart. When there's a large invisible wound, I feel like I'm losing sight of the future. I noticed that I was still breathing naturally, but why are we breathing? I realize I'm breathing to make up for what I'm missing in my life." The music video was shot in a sort of black and white sepia mode and in one take, as we hear Uchisawa's heartbreaking falsetto. The music video director Yukihiro Shoda said, "After listening to the concept of the song, just like breathing, I decided to shoot the music video in one take without interruption for 6 minutes." What do you feel when you watch the... Do you manage to catch this music video at all, Eric?
I think I've seen a little bit of all of these, and they all kind of do have a sort of melancholy that kind of comes with the band's music.
Yes, I totally agree, and I think melancholy is the perfect word to describe Androp's style of music.
It's also really nice to hear more from the directors of the music video. I know there's been a lot of directors that, you know, go on to do bigger things in America that have made music videos, and you don't really have that information about like what they were thinking when they recorded it or when they filmed this, what their ideas were. And it's so nice to have all that recorded down so we can kind of get a bigger picture of what they were trying to tell us with the music video, not just the song itself.
I totally agree.
At number 10 from 2019, we have the song Koi.
Number 10.
が僕を拒んだって誰かが運命を定めたって会いに行くよどこにだって探し続けるよ出会えた頃とまた同じように恋するよ
誰でもいいのに君の仕草も約束もくだらないことだって覚えてる思い描く夢も
Koi is the 11th single released by Androp in 2019, and the song depicts a pure and straightforward love in the sci-fi romance film Kugatsu no Koi to Deau Made, which is translated to Until I Meet September's Love, starring Haruna Kawaguchi and Issei Takahashi. The movie tells the story of Shiori Kitamura, who has just moved into an apartment complex in the suburbs of Tokyo. One day, she hears a voice from her air vent asking her to help save her neighbor, Susumu Hirono's life, and the voice tell her he's from the future. At first, she doesn't believe it, but eventually agrees to help, and in doing so, she ends up falling for Hirono. Androp will be dropping a new single named Rain Man on September 21st, 9 months since their last single, C, was released. And if you're listening to this before September 26th, the band is also holding a live stream concert from Tokyo on that date, and tickets are on sale now.
That was so punny, Eric. Androp will be dropping.
I just wanted to drop that in there.
Okay, coming in at number 9 is one of my all-time favorite Androp songs released in 2011. That's 9 years ago.
Wow.
That has, yeah. It's titled Bright Siren.
Number 9.
Bye.
So Bright Siren was included in the band's first full-length album, Relight, released also in 2011. If you've actually watched this music video, there is no CGI involved in this epic music video, which is definitely worth a watch, and it's one of the best viewing experiences I've ever had watching a music video. In the music video, it features a dazzling light animation filmed with a backdrop of 250 Canon 60D cameras flashing in the background. The music video directors Masashi Kawamura, Kanta Shimizu, and Masasugu Nagasoe said when they listened to those lyrics for Bright Siren, they envisioned bright lights literally flickering in the darkness, and the lyrics meant not to make it a memory were stuck in our minds. From these inspirations, they came up with the idea of using camera strobes as pixels to create an animation out of light. So the music video crew actually lined up 250 cameras and synchronized each camera and strobe through a computer program. In the music video, as Androp plays in the dark against the wall of cameras, the camera strobes will actually blink and pulsate into words and shapes. Viewers can also see the band's performance captured in a frozen moment where I think still shots were actually created towards the end of the video. For this music video, you could actually open a special website that the band created for Bright Siren, and fans could actually create their own version of the music video by typing in the message, which will be spelled out in the light. That was the most brilliant part about this music video, and the music video gained 60,000 views on its first day, and which is now at 2.4 million odd views on YouTube, and has definitely helped deliver Androp's quality of music video style to a much wider audience, especially outside of Japan.
This was such a cool video to watch, if only for the technical aspect of just seeing all those cameras just lined up on a shelving unit in the back and just watching them all light up at once. That was so cool. And they even include that little bit in front showing just like them getting ready for it. And it's just like, ooh, what's gonna happen? And then you see it, it's almost like a magic trick. I have no idea how they could choreograph those all to just do that.
So if you're actually quite curious about how Bright Siren was created because of how massive the production was, there's actually a behind-the-scenes making-of video on YouTube as well to show you how it is made. There's a lot of wires. I mean, you could see in the music video that there was a lot of wires already involved, and it looked like a fire hazard waiting to happen. But trust me, when you watch the making of video, it's very apparent. Not only was it difficult to set up, but the computer program to actually control and sync up the music and the strobes to the music was very impressive, honestly.
At number 8, we have the song Ghost from 2015.
Number 8.
光るシリウス、どうして本当隠すの、指も肩も口も心も一人で震えているのに、ああ忘れないよ忘れないよ、跡形もなく消えた傷も忘れないよ忘れないよ、二人で願いを込めた日々も忘れないで忘れないで、未来に歩いてよ希望の光掴んでほしい、叶えてほしい、生まれた雪のような儚い夢を、涙に滲むアイライン、そっと流れた涙に嘘はない、ずっと演じ続けている私が笑って影を消したんだ。
Ghost is Androp's sixth single, released in 2015, which was a good year for the band. They went on their largest tour to date from April to July, performing in 36 cities nationwide, and their fourth album, Androp, was released in August. Ghost is also the theme song for the Fuji TV drama Ghost Rider, starring Miki Nakatani and Asami Mizukawa. The story is about Risa Tono, a novelist in her 30s who's highly respected, but she worries that her talents have been exhausted. Meanwhile, Yuki Kawahara is an aspiring novelist in her 20s and works as a ghostwriter. The women face off each other, but also gradually form a friendship. The song was written by Uchisawa with the main characters of the drama in mind, depicting a woman's strength and pride versus fragility as she gives it all in life. And through his delicate lyrics, Uchisawa wishes to ask the listener, what is your real self? I've noticed that in a lot of J-pop and J-rock, the bass kind of comes through the song a little bit more clearly than it does in American mixes. And I really like the bass player in this band, and this song really showcases his talent.
Yeah, I feel that in Japanese bands, like what you say in indie pop or like rock bands, I feel that the sound is like every member of a band, of the band, will always get like an equal amount of quality sound to be heard.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, coming in at number 7 is their 2015 release, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Number 7.
まっすぐ前に進んでる 君の向く方向が前になる 立ち止まったりしても大丈夫 止まったりしても大丈夫、もっと高く飛べる助走になる、まっすぐ前に進んでる、君だけのとっておきが待ってる、選択肢はいくつもあるはずさ、答えがいつも君の今日になる、
Released in June 2015, Yeah 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 is Androp's first digital single, which became an iconic summer hit. This was a commercial song written for Asahi's soft drink, Mitsuya Cider. The heartwarming music video was filmed with the participation of 600 Androp fans gathered by online recruitment. Filming took 2 days, and fans were shown designing and painting banners, flags, t-shirts, towels, and panels for the music video. So if you watch the music video, as the camera cuts, you can actually see them holding parts of the lyric to showcase in the video. You can actually feel the amazing atmosphere and energy created by the band and by their loyal fans under the clear blue sky in the video. About Yeah Yeah Yeah, Uchisawa said that the song is for those who are working hard in their daily lives, those who are working hard towards their dreams, and for those who are trying to start new things. How did you feel watching this song before this episode? I heard that you were listening to Yeah 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 Yeah. So how do you feel about it?
I really liked the song. I thought it was also really funny how it's the commercial song for Mitsuya Cider. They show it for like 5 seconds at the very beginning of the video, and then they never show it again. It was like they were like, guys, make sure you put the cider in the video. You know, they're paying for this. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, you guys get it.
Do you just make another pun again?
I did.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah, what Eric said is really correct. Like, when you watch the music video, literally the first 5 seconds is just Mitsuya cider cans in an ice bucket. And that's it.
Having Jessica done that episode where we talked about Japanese commercials, I was waiting for like it to be all about the cider, and then I was pleasantly surprised to just hear really good music.
Yeah, so was I. And like no other product placement, like no one holding it while drinking and like being part of the crowd. I was like, oh, it's not there at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not a Coke commercial.
Yes, or a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah. At number 6 from 2014, we have the song Shout.
Number 6.
一言の優しさが君を傷つけてしまう。この心は君と僕のためだけに生きれない。誰かが傷つけようとする。その心は君と僕がどうなるためにあるの。すれ違う人と人の流れ、大事なものが目には映せない。心が溢れて涙が出ます。息が詰まるよ、息が詰まるよ。光を求め叫んだ方へ、正しさ祈りより今を見てよ。命を削って望んだ方へ、終わらない痛みと今君の声を聞かせて。本当の優しさが誰かを傷つけようとする。本当に強い僕なら にいるのにこの手は君を温められない頑張れって言葉がナイフに変わるよどうすればいいのどうすればいいの光を求め選んだ方へ正しさ祈るより今を見てよ命を削って望んだ方へ止まらない叫びが今君に聞こえているだろうが君を傷つけてしまうこの心は君と僕のためだけに生きてみたい光を求め叫んだ方へ正しさ祈るより今を生きて命を削る望んだ方へ終わらない叫びと君だけの声を聞かせてこんな世界へ今君の声で叫んで
Shout is the theme song for the TBS drama Kazuo Gari in 2014, which is translated as Family Hunter. Family Hunter is a drama series adopted from well-known writer Arata Tendo's mystery novel of the same name, which deals with the issue of dysfunctional families surrounding a series of murder-suicide cases. The three main characters, starred by Matsuyuki Yasuko, Ito Atsushi, and Endo Kenichi are battling their own demons while being suffocated by family issues and lack of direction or comfort. Androp held a sold-out concert at Yoyogi National Gymnasium in Tokyo in the same year, which drew 10,000 people. Now, despite gaining popularity since their debut in 2009, the identities of the band's members remained a mystery until May 2011, when the audience shouted, or demanded, please introduce yourselves during a concert. The band members finally unveiled their names, which were also published on their official website. How do you go so long without any of the fans knowing the names of the people in your band?
I would also like to introduce you to the other Japanese band, well-known band, Green.
Yes, that is true. Or even, I think we know their names, but the Beat Crusaders. They had the printouts of their faces, but you never actually saw their faces even during like live shows.
Oh, really? That's interesting. It's almost like how gorillas used to just... I don't know how they do it.
Oh, yeah. It was just all... animated.
Oh, that's really cool.
They would have like a big projection screen of like this animated movie they basically made. And then the band would play in shadows underneath them.
Oh, interesting. I've always wondered about bands who choose not to reveal themselves, how they actually do live performances. It feels like there's an extra layer of effort to maintain that mystery.
Yeah, I guess that's what makes them cool and enigmatic is like, oh, who are they? This mysterious band who just plays in shadows.
I was actually quite surprised when Androp, I'm speaking specifically about Androp, decided to reveal who they were. I was like, They've now decided to reveal themselves, especially when it came to music video directing afterwards. So I was like, ah, oh, now we can see the band. So anyway, moving on to number 5 is their 2011 single, Bell.
Number 5.
Included in their 2011 full-length album Relight, which was named to reignite hope after the devastating Tohoku earthquake and tsunami in March of the same year. Following Bright Siren, Androp has once again outdone themselves as they explored personalization and individualized experiences through their music videos. This gorgeously crafted music video is basically a video game in which a player controls an avatar in a letter form black and white digital short to the song. The band also released an interactive music video game for viewers that they could share a message with a friend when the flash game pieces the letters together into the shape of an animal. About this song, Androp explains that these days, communications are established so easily and so quickly using technologies such as mobile phone, email, Twitter, you name it. So we thought for a change, it would be interesting if we can create an entertaining journey while delivering a fan's message to someone. I feel that this song was really nice to hear, but the music video, I totally agree that they have outdone themselves. Actually, inside the music video, there's actually a bottom bar that has some letters inside it that says, like, the first part of the, when you start the game, it says, "What are you doing tomorrow?" And then by the end of the game, it says, like, "Tomorrow I'll be basically doing whatever I want."
Oh, I was watching the little the dog animation the whole time, and I think I missed it.
No, I think you may have noticed it actually, but you didn't know what this functionality was. So the bottom little letter bricks, I thought for a time it was like the life bar for the dog.
Yes.
Whenever something hit it, the letter would disappear. But I noticed about 3/4 of the way into the video that the letters actually change when they faded. So by the end of the video, it says it's the answer to the question at the beginning of the music video.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that gives me a reason to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
At number 4 from 2015, we have the song Dreamer.
Number 4.
This poppy number is included in the namesake album of the band, Androp, which was ranked number 8 on the Oricon Weekly chart for the first time. The song was used to promote and showcase the features of the latest Sony CyberShot camera at the time. In the music video, Takahiro Uchisawa's own memory was recreated. The experience of touching a guitar when he was a child was life-changing, and it inspired him to become a musician. This wonderfully shot music video also includes scenes filmed by throwing a compact camera equipped with a super slow-mo function over children playing hide-and-seek, which is the motif of the song and video. Commenting on the video, Uchisawa said, As I grow older, I realize that the dreams I had when I was a child formed a difficult path. However, even if the road to my dreams is difficult, I still want to be someone who can keep pursuing dreams. When I was a kid, I was fascinated by the sound of the guitar at my secret bass and dreamed of playing music. I'm lucky to be still in the middle of my dream. The lyrics of the song remind the listener, don't forget that feeling when you had your first aspirations and ambitions and start running into the future.
Oh, I found that quite inspiring.
I do too. It's always nice to remind yourself of that kind of energy and feeling that you had as a kid when you're really excited about doing something and to use that to kind of propel yourself forward.
Yeah. I was a little bit hesitant when I read the line, the scenes filmed by throwing a compact camera. I was like, you threw the compact camera? So as I was watching the music video, I was just like, oh, I see. Okay.
As long as it made for a good music video.
Yeah, so it was very, very interesting. It was a very interesting perspective, actually, looking at how the compact camera captured the style. I think the music director wrote a little bit of a liner notes in the music video as well, saying that he was just describing how for children, like when you play hide and seek, like it's always topsy-turvy, so that's why when they threw the compact camera, everything is rotated in super slow-mo.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I was like, huh. So basically for Ann Drop, I learned a lot of things from the music directors who actually direct the music videos, and I get very educated and mind-blown. Alright, coming in at number 3 is your 2017 song, Prism.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Prism depicts the feeling of making a new start despite hesitations and conflicts, and expresses the now of who Androp is with a melody that signifies strength for the future. It was the band's first single in more than 2 years following the release of Ghosts in 2015. Uchizawa commented that through the years of sadness, pain, and darkness, Androp is ready to move on to the next step and take their music to the next level. The third track on the single Prism is actually BGM, which was used in the romantic fantasy film Kimi to Hyakukaime no Koi, The 100th Love with You, starring Miwa and Kentaro Sakaguchi. The romance story follows a university student named Aoi Hinata, who has an accident, only to find herself in a classroom from 1 week before the accident when she awakes. Her childhood friend Riku Hasegawa tells her, "I will tell you a secret. I can turn back time." And so their journey to save her commences.
Just a little secret.
Yeah, now everyone knows. Alright, so I don't know about you, but I kind of like Prism. So Prism sort of, the music video for Prism sort of brought me back to the days where Androp limited showing their faces in a music video. So it's kind of nice.
Some of these songs can be a little bit on the more, like we said, melancholy side. I like that the incorporation more of like electronic sounds with the band's melodic rock kind of sound to it. And I also like how they are like, from what I understand of what the singer said, they're ready to kind of move past some of their sadder feelings that they were kind of working through in their past songs.
Yeah, I agree. And I liked how the music video plays with the concept of the word prism. Mm. Which, if anyone knows, it creates this rainbow effect. So they did that for the parts of the music video.
And at number two from 2018, we have the song Joker.
Number two.
Oh, Joker's Androph's ninth single, released in 2018, and is the theme song for the movie version of The Many Faces of Ito, starring Masaki Okada and Fumino Kimura. The film is about Ryo Yazaki, a jaded rom-com screenwriter in her 30s who manipulates four lovesick women for their stories under the guise of giving them romantic advice. However, she comes to realize that these women do have something in common. They are all hurt by the same man. In addition to band activities, the talented singer has also composed and produced music for various artists, including Kou Shibasaki, Shiho Namba, Maya Sakamoto, Aimer, and Miwa.
Do you actually watch this music video? I didn't like it. I mean, it was good. It was good because it gave me the feeling of, like, as a woman, I feel disgusted just watching it. And I like Masaki Okada, okay? I do. And I was just like, what the hell is this?
I did not give the video a watch. I think this is one of the only ones I did not find the video for.
This was actually not part of the Androp playlist on YouTube. This was actually released under, I think, Universal Music Japan's channel. And I think it's actually not really technically a music video. It was basically a trailer of the movie with the music slapped on top.
I see. So I guess the disgust you're feeling about that, what that rapscallion was doing, kind of, I guess it's exactly what they wanted.
Yes, they definitely hit it on the nail, and I was kind of like, ew, no. Okay, and we're now at the final song of our Androp episode. It is none other than their 2018 single, Hikari.
Number 1.
に染まる
Released Hikari in August of 2018, and it is included in the mini album Daily. Hikari means light and is a word that often appears in Uchizawa's lyrics. In an interview, Uchizawa said that the word Hikari symbolizes hope for the future, and the meaning of the word especially comes through during the band's live performances when they see their fans' smiling faces, where they hope that their music can bring hope to their listeners. This song depicts a gentle light that reminds us all that there is hope despite going through a very dark tunnel, which is kind of perfect in today's circumstances due to the ongoing pandemic, which is why we place this song as the final song in today's episode. The moving lyrics in Hikari, Yume mita mirai ga togire nai youni, Umareru ashita ga mabushiku hiraku yo, Soko kara boku ga tsurete yuku. In English, it means, I hope the future we saw in our dreams won't come to an end. A new tomorrow will shine dazzlingly. I will bring you there with me. That's an incredibly positive message, which I totally agree to. And Hikari was selected to be the theme song for the Fuji TV drama Good Doctor, starring Kento Yamazaki. If everyone's familiar, this Good Doctor is the Japanese version of the 2013 South Korean TV series of the same name, and I believe there's also an American version called Good Doctor 2. And yeah, that's about it.
Now, does this have anything to do with the Good Doctor that's it's about like a younger doctor?
Yes, it's about the autistic savant.
Yes.
Young doctor who can who has amazing memory and spatial skills, but finds it very difficult to communicate with others. So the original was this 2013 South Korean TV show, and it became really popular. That's why there was the American spinoff, and also now I just found out that there was a Japanese spinoff too.
I had no idea that that show was originally a Korean show. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've enjoyed it so far.
And also, you're right, what a really positive message to hear right now. Especially considering, I know everyone's has multiple layers of hardship right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to hear this to kind of keep you going a little bit.
Yeah, I totally agree. So Eric, were you, before this episode recording, were you familiar with the band Androp already?
Not at all. I think the last thing I've been listening to has been The Pillows. So it was nice to just find a new band to check out that has its own unique style, and that not only incorporates the music that they create, but also everything connected with that music, whether it's the music video or whether it's the band's image itself.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. Personally, I have been listening to Androp for since college, so it's been a decade. I'm old. Yes, I'm a very big fan of Androp, and I believe I've actually listened to quite a few of their albums before, but Relight is actually my favorite album, which is their debut album, their full-length first album that they've ever released. Apart from some of the songs that you've listened to today, which all come with very specially directed music videos, there's a ton more available on the Androp YouTube channel. Some of my personal favorites include Whirl, Whirl, Whirl and Mirror Dance, which is very, very old stuff from Androp.
Some deep cuts.
Very deep cuts. So deep.
Just to remind everyone, if you enjoyed the benefits of this episode, which include no ads, just conversation and music, consider being a Patreon donor at jtop10.jp/club. And Kirby and Anna are going to continue our Listener Appreciation Month by releasing our October 2020 Top 10 episode.
Thanks, guys, for listening to Eric and I banter about our appreciation for Androp in this month's Artist of the Month episode. And we will see you, I think, next month in November.
Yes. All right, we'll see y'all later. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Chipenta.